This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Joined us, I was breaking into the huge area of AI and the fact that artificial intelligence is already here and it's designed to be able to predict the future but also manipulate stimuli at the micro and the macro to control populations. Now, again, what I told you 20 years ago is now public and is ubiquitous. Folks might want to actually listen to me now about the next phase in their own words. Now, the good news is this is not going as planned for them. A lot of it's blown up in their face. A lot of it's actually augmented and helped us. For those of us that have adapted to make it stronger for ourselves, it's made it better. For those unconscious, it's lowered IQ, caused massive neurological disorders, physically, absolutely annihilating people, culturally annihilating them. So if you're aware and resist it, but also use the weapons, you get some cultural and physical radiological effects, and it hurts you. But that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. If you're conscious of the attack, you get stronger overall. It will kill you, though, but not until you've already transmitted another generation forward that is activating the mitochondrial DNA to resist this. And again, this is the real test. What's being done to us is going to produce what we really are, not what the globalists think they're about to produce. And if they had any insight or any vision or any discernment, they'd know that. But it doesn't matter. Now, let's continue. Excuse me. It's just hilarious. Goodbye, privacy. Hello, Alexa. Amazon Echo, the home robot who hears it all. This came out a few years ago in beta test. We said the feds and everybody's going to be listening. Your neighbors are going to be hacking. It's going to be a total disaster. And then, of course, you'll have to pay for upgrades to keep you safe. You don't think, oh, I don't want this thing here in my house tracking everything I do like Siri. So everyone's just competing with the phones in your house. The phone is already the little robot, the little imperial probe droid that follows you around. Yes, the robots will steal your jobs, and that's fine. The Washington Post puts this article of just accept it. It's all over. You're not needed. You're ugly. You're bad. This is part of the demoralization. We've got all these others. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life's never been better. That's from the Davos Group, the post-human world. Apple leaps into AI research with improved, simulated, and unsupervised learning. And it goes on to say the robots will actually babysit your kids, and they'll drive the car for you, and you're not needed. See, a world's being built where you're not needed, and you just kind of spiritually and physically balloon up like you're on the Wally cruise ship and fade into oblivion because they dehumanize you and get you to lose your soul first before they physically kill the Earth suit. Zuckerberg builds artificial intelligence assistant to run house. Entertain toddler. Oh, and it's all about he just built it like a tinker, and it's the cutest and the funnest. And it has a little story about how Zuckerberg, the genius, just came up with this on his own. There's not a plan behind it. It's the fun little friendly one. It's got a nice little name, non-threatening. You know, they sat around for years in think tanks going, what's the most non-threatening name for this? How do we get the scum to accept it, the dumb F's? This is what he calls his users. What are the dumb F's? How do we defeat a little predator? Can't even hide his vision. How do we defeat them? They're like, Sir Jarvis, we've done in focus groups is the most destructive. This will have them submitting to you. Good. Launch operations. Guaranteed, folks. You look at that guy as a ravenous demon. Fully engaged with pure Satanism. All right, continuing. I'm just going to tell you what I really think here. All right, you know what? We're going to come right back and get in more of this. I've only gotten about five of the articles. There's about 60 of them here. And it's all just, you will submit. There's nothing you can do. We're coming for you. Yeah. I'm wearing a non-threatening trendy shirt.
My name is Zuckerberg. Dumb effers, prepare for me to take you. Look at the public. They're so weak. They're just ready to be dominated. Bah.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is the heart of 1776. You're white male.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption.
It's Alex Jones.
And it's not my point of view, baby. It's a fact.
Misinformation. It's Alex Jones.
It's a fact that it's America and the people in England and the folks in Spain and the people in France and Italy and all over the world that want national sovereignty and to get the globalists off our backs. Globalists after World War II. when America had the world at its feet, took over this country, and have established a corporate world government, which right as it finally gets up on its hind legs, we're announcing it's dead on arrival and firing big old hot rounds of truth into its stinking heart. So it's already been heart shot. And it's flailing, got blood spraying out its nose, out its mouth, out its lungs, and is about to roll over and hit the ground. Woo! Only one way to take down the globalists, and we're doing it right here. Okay, I welcome having the State Department and the CIA openly come out and pass a law, they say, to shut me down. Yeah! Yeah! That is awesome! Toe-to-toe, let's do it! Woo! You take me down, that makes our victory even faster! You don't? We'll get you. Don't you worry. We're going to win one way or another. Committed. Better than the scum. Heads above. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that said, we are in a pickle. So are the globalists. But they're the ones that are being exposed. Their program is now out in the open. They are activating their race-baiting communist professors who openly say they're communist to say kill white people, riot, murder, death. They have everything from Time Magazine to Newsweek to the New York Times saying kill President Trump. They are openly starting a war with Russia, clearly shot down that aircraft. There's been three of them the last year and a half, clearly killing the ambassador. Russia has still signed a deal with Turkey and with Syria today to end this war. They're now sending in the final special forces of the Russians, their veterans that cleaned out Chechnya and other areas of jihadists to go in and basically kill team all the rest of the jihadis. The jihadis have run out of their kids to send out as suicide bombers. They've cut off the supplies, and they are about to defeat them. The globalists and Soros are pissing mad. That's the only word I've got to describe it. And so they're trying to raise interest rates to hammer the economy. They're trying to start major wars. Obama is announcing major pushes, including military action, cyber attacks against Russia. That is set to be announced the next 48 hours, according to the Washington Post, which is the mouth of the enemy. So it's an amazing time. Last Friday, obviously, they signed the Senate name of the bill, is the Countering Information Warfare Act. Countering Information Warfare Act. And they specifically in the hearings mentioned us. I mean, I love it. Oh, yes, we're influenced by the Russians. No, but I tell you who does influence the Russians, yours truly, and I also influence people in the UK. That's why 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I'm not bragging. People need to know the facts, the power you have as the American Liberty Movement. I'm just a prominent person in our movement. It's you that has the power because of taking action, speaking out with the enemy trying to demoralize you, saying you had no power. You were out there affecting the truth, affecting the info war. And your narrative of countering globalism got picked up worldwide. That's why he was on 15 years ago, but 12 years ago and then last year and this year, Nigel Farage, the leader of UKIP, the leader of the anti-globalist movement, the guy behind Brexit, George Washington 2.0, they crashed his plane. They tried to kill him twice in his car. They promised they were going to back off. That's why he resigned. They've now double-crossed him. He's going back into politics. And they've told him, we're going to kill you. And by the way, he privately told me about that. Everybody knew what was happening. The police said they were trying to kill him in Europe, taking the bolts off his wheels over and over again and messing with his brakes and, I mean, you name it, the death threats, you name it. But now he's gone ahead and talked about the fact that he's under attack and they're trying to kill him. People say he wants somebody to take action. He is. They're trying to kill him right now. And let's just be honest, they don't like me either. Okay? But so what? We're in a war and we're winning. That feels good. I'm fulfilling my purpose. And Farage said it was InfoWars. But there was no coverage of their movement in the UK. Total state-run media. It was InfoWars and huge British listenership that gave him the listenership when he knocked on doors for his party to get into Parliament. It was InfoWars. You were more than half the support, just like you were for Ron Paul. Did we save the world with Ron Paul? Did we save the world with UKIP? No, but we were building steps towards that. And now Farage is back, and they'll probably kill him. The pilot is a vegetable. And they told him after the event. You get out of politics, or you're dead, buddy. You're lucky you lived. And he got is in the hospital a few months, got out. I mean, he climbed out of that plane. Guys, search engine him climbing out of that crash plane with his face all torn up and blood all over him. That's what they do, ladies and gentlemen. So everybody that wants us to fight, believe me, we are fighting. But you need to understand, this audience, we don't tell you how powerful it is to brag. The enemy already knows. We tell you that so you know you're having a big historical effect. And if something happens to me, you already know the enemy plans. You've already got the blueprint. You already know what's going on. You already understand. They're not going to stop the transmission no matter what they do. And here's the thing they need to know. When they try to censor, when they try to shut down the free press, it's going to be people in the intelligence agencies that are going to leak the info on the foreign globalist power that's taken over. But I want to interview now and take calls in the second half of it. James Wesley Rawls, best-selling author, runs one of the top survival sites in the world, survivalblog.com, formerly with Army Intelligence, and a really smart guy, Army Intelligence officer, to talk about where we are geopolitically with 22 days left, what they're doing with this announcement on Israel, which is an open call for a new intifada and a civil war, to hand that to Trump. Or are they planning to stay in power? We're seeing very ominous moves, very arrogant moves by Soros, doubling the amount of money in the days after the election he gave in the previous year for race war. Their communist professors activating nationwide, calling for the murder of whites and being allowed to do it. This is unbelievable. This is a historic moment. And believe me, they hate Trump more than ever. He's getting insiders that know how to turn the economy back on in, and already hundreds of billions. It was $60 billion a few weeks ago. Over $100 billion has already been announced next year in the country. A trillion if they cut the corporate income tax to the global average coming back in. I mean, they are scared. Their whole world government project is going up in flames in front of them, and we're seeing real desperation. Now, that's my prime analysis. Let's hear from James Wesley Rawls. What do you make of the times we're in? Am I being too extreme or not enough? Or I mean, what's your expert take?
Well, Alex, I think you're right on target. We are living in very perilous times, but we are winning the information war. And you can thank your listeners for that. And the Brexit vote and the recent election of Donald Trump are both evidence that there is a huge populist groundswell that's worldwide. It's not just here in the United States. It's worldwide. I think we'll soon see a lot of political changes in continental Europe to follow the Brexit vote. We are winning the information war, but, again, we're living in very perilous times. If you look at the legislative moves or executive order moves that Obama is making in the waning days of his presidency.
Is it not demoralization and sabotage?
Well, I think they're thrashing at this point. The New World Order clique is really seeing itself in its death throes, and they recognize that Trump's election is a huge threat to the status quo. They really want to consolidate power, but with Trump in office, I don't think they'll be able to accomplish that. Now, they'll probably do their very best to thwart Trump and all of the Trump administration's agenda. And as you mentioned before, they're willing to start World War III, or they're willing to collapse the U.S. economy and collapse the value of the dollar.
Which is an act of total war and sabotage. And so I'm very serious now when I say the better parts of the FBI, the intelligence agencies, who I know are the main reason we won this election, getting the intel out, not the Russians, they need to move. If they see treasonous activity violating the Bill of Rights Constitution, they need to move against these enemies, foreign and domestic. I've never called for a military coup. And this would not be a military coup. We have a president-elect. If this criminal group tries to scuttle the country or sabotage it, I think they have to be moved upon.
Well, I think there's definitely two different camps within all of the major intelligence organizations. There certainly is within the CIA and the NSA, and I suspect so also in the other agencies, the DIA, the NRO, and so forth. there's definitely two camps out there.
Sure. What do you make of Clapper contradicting Obama over and over again with this made-up Russia stuff? I mean, that does show a big split.
Well, the whole disinformation campaign that's out there right now against Russia really is an attempt to muzzle the American free press and the alternative media. It's really a game of subterfuge that they're playing right now. They're trying to pin the blame on Russia, when in fact it's the powers that be that actually are totally co-opted by foreign powers. If you look at the influence of George Soros, for example, he is essentially calling the shots for the entire Clinton and Obama crowd. And ironically, they're claiming that it's foreign influence that's at fault and that tilted the last presidential election. That's absolutely laughable. Soros and the internationalists, the globalists, have been spending billions of dollars influencing American politics, and yet they are claiming that Russia was somehow involved in influencing the American election.
And so the good news is, I want to ask you this then. I want to go with this angle and then continue back. James Wesley Rawls joining us from BravoBlog.com. Polls show, depending on the poll, between 9 and 23% buy the fact, some of the other Cook polls, 33%. But however you slice it, let's just go with the highest numbers. 67% do not buy this, that the Russians are involved and think it's a joke. I don't know anyone that doesn't think it's a total joke. So it seems like they are flailing, they're miscalculating, but that's the type of thing historically that leads to gigantor wars, correct?
Right. When you see acts of desperation like this at the highest level, there's only a few more arrows left in their quiver, and one of those is promulgating a war. I think that's what they may resort to doing once Trump is in office. If they can't covertly co-opt the Trump administration, then they will resort to starting a war so that Trump will not be able to implement most of his planned policies. It's very difficult to scale back the size of government in the midst of a global war.
That's right. They want to do that so that the media can then gang up on Trump if he doesn't go along with the war, proxy war with the Russians. But there's no way a proxy war won't get out of control. This is insanity. This is total and complete insanity. And then you've got Obama running around race baiting and trying to create as much division there. How does that play in? The massive increasing of foundation and governmental and private funding for just absolute race division in America. It's so despicable. What does that signify? The fact that you'd think their race war stuff failed in the election, but instead, on every front, they're only doubling or tripling what they were doing.
Yeah, it really is strange to see that happening because, really, the American people are essentially colorblind when it comes to the way they go about their day-to-day business. We are not a racist society, but to have the left, the statists, the globalists, foment racial division in this country really is just sad to see. We have a country that does indeed have a few minor problems with the so-called race issue, but essentially we have a colorblind society, and we've given every group of immigrants a fair shake time and time again. I think that as time goes on, we'll see that the globalists will fail in their attempts to divide America along racial lines.
That's right. And let's not forget, we're the big experiment that tried all this. Obviously, we're not perfect. All these Muslim countries are totally intolerant of everybody. The Asian countries are totally intolerant of everybody. To look at us, because we have an ignorant population of good people, but ignorant on average, the lowest level of passports of any free country, people don't know how intolerant and how class-based other societies are, and then they run around all these young people living off their parents' money, going to college, bitching about how horrible we are when they have no idea.
No, they're absolutely clueless. And the latest example, of course, is the Middle East with the abstention from the vote on Israel. Here we have the United Nations basically stabbing Israel in the back, and a lot of the countries that are doing this have a lower level of freedom than Israel itself. It's just absurd.
The hypocrisy is, I mean, almost all these countries fund and support suicide bombing your own little girls.
Yeah, that's what we're up against. And what encourages me is seeing that the truth is coming out with news outlets like yours.
Exactly. That's my next question. So let me steal it from you and have you just... So the immovable object is running into the unstoppable force, but they're not even a movable object now. They're this floundering, horrible leviathan of arrogance and hate. What happens now is no one buys anything they see. The veil's going up faster and faster. Poll numbers are going up for Trump. There's euphoria in global markets over it. All these foreign leaders want to work with Trump. Most of the world was bullied into globalism. They instinctively don't want it. What happens?
Well, I think their final desperation moves will probably be at least a regional war, if not a world war. And then there'll be calls to silence so-called propaganda. And guess who they're going to call the propagandists? They're going to call the alt-right the propagandists. And they will attempt, and I think they will fail, but they will attempt to muzzle people like you and me and basically shut us down, block us out of the internet, and silence us.
James,
I don't think they'll be successful. And I want to, that brings up one very important point, and that is for any of your listeners who have their own web pages or who are bloggers or who are video bloggers, I strongly recommend that in anticipation of the moves that will be made voices on the internet, that those alternate websites for their
James, James, stop for a second. Your phone is breaking up really bad. I want to get a better connection or get you back closer to the base and then continue or try to go to a physical landline if you can. James Leslie Rawls is our guest, survivalblog.com. While his phone's clearing up, let me hit what he just said. And this hit me about a year ago. I said, all this propaganda that I'm a Russian agent, so stupid, they want to pass laws banning people that are carrying foreign propaganda. And then I went, oh, my God, they're going to start a physical war with Russia. Only then would this make sense during total hysteria, claiming their opposition are Ruskies and then arresting us. And now they're actually passed a law and are saying it. Everyone's laughing. But see, they're not going to be laughing once they start the war. But they're still going ahead with the old plan to start the war with Russia that Hillary was going to carry out, admittedly. But Trump's in, so they're still acting like they're going to do it, even though Trump's getting in. That means it may be in the next 22 days. And then you see all hell breaking loose with Russia and Obama announcing these attack plans, cyber attacks on Russia, planes getting shot down. I mean, this is so frightening, folks. I have trouble even believing this is happening. But unfortunately, my lying eyes aren't lying. James, your phone's back. You were getting into some points about how we need to create backup pages and things. Let's do that in the next segment. Finish up with clearly preparing for a large global war and calling all opposition enemy combatants.
Yes, I think that is their goal. I think that's their final desperation move, and we need to be ready for it. We need to be ready for it physically, and we need to be ready for it organizationally at the cellular level. And we also need to be ready in terms of communications. And yes, we should get into that in the next segment to talk about alternative means of communications. And if it comes down to it, even distribution of video and audio on DVDs or memory sticks that's handed around from person to person, because it may come down to that.
And by the way, folks, we're not kidding here. This is not to shock you. Obama's trying to start a war with Russia. They're saying Trump's a Russian agent. That means they've got rogue groups in the government that believe they're following orders as a stay-behind network resistance, with Obama admitting they're putting a shadow government in. And I think that's probably really the plan. Not block Trump getting in, but have a shadow stay-behind network that sabotages Trump. And that's why it's so important that Howard Dean came out and admitted, oh, we're going to sabotage him and make him look stupid. Our plan's chaos. Well, I'm sorry. You're operating as a foreign power. I want to say it. Before they start World War III, it's not fascist to say It's time that we arrest these people because they're calling for sedition. And Howard Dean, Obama, all of them need to get their asses locked up when Trump gets into office if they try this. Along with
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? James Leslie Rawls is our guest, and you notice I'm getting a little bit, not hysterical, but a little bit agitated here. And that's because my name's being listed right there at the top. I mean, John Hancock, they were almost done signing the Declaration of Independence. He walked over to one of the last to sign it and signed it giant down at the bottom, because if you're going to go up against this tyranny, it's actually smart to be, you know, one of the big leading lights of it, because if you get taken down, you're a martyr. You're not just somebody that gets killed quietly in the corner and nobody knows about your sacrifices. You want to be an example to others. Tyrants are mentally ill. They always think terrorizing people is what gets them power. Yeah, terrorizing general public who might be cowardly does that. But when you actually start killing innocent people and killing champions of freedom, it activates other people who are meek, who are very humble, but who are 10 times the man or woman the globalists are. And so we're living in an epic moment. I mean, you can see it. They're really selling the idea that we're not racist now. They tell the minorities that. We're just going to round up the racists now. and we don't give service to them, and we're going to arrest them. But also, we're foreign agents. But no one's buying it, so you've got to ask the big question. Well, what's next? Well, we keep saying for months it's to start a war with Russia. And now you see them saying, we reserve the right to militarily hit Russia whenever we want if we think there was a cyber attack from their country. What a perfect false flag. I want to take your call specifically on this Russia situation. Do you agree with us? Do you disagree? What angles do you have? What questions for James Wesley Rawls on this topic? And only this topic, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I want to get to a lot of folks when we go to you. It's a quick comment or question. Briefly, we've got free shipping store-wide until New Year's, and we're keeping 50 to 25% off, the lowest discount, store-wide on all the nutraceuticals and many other items while supplies last. A lot of things are selling out. We have a liver cleanse, liver shield that goes with the oxy powder. That's 30% off. Great way to flush out that situation. We have informational videos on the site. Supermel Vitality is amazing. Just natural concentrated herbs. They're just incredible. Just try it. You're supporting the broadcast, so you can't lose. Or call toll-free. We can answer all your questions, tell you about other specials. There's a lot of them. 888-253-3139. Now, going back to James Wesley Rawls. James, I'm kind of hyperventilating here because clearly, you've got all these provocations. You've got this escalation. You've got Obama running around as fast as he can, totally opening the borders now, bringing in eightfold the refugees he was. There's just a desperation here. We just lost James. His phone was cutting in and out. We'll try to get him back on, and we'll also take your phone calls. But while we're getting him on, I meant to play this clip. Here is Putin on Friday responding to our media at a press conference, over 400 journalists, claiming that he made Americans vote for Trump. Here it is.
We know that the Democratic Party lost not just the presidential elections. They lost Senate elections. They lost the Congress elections. Well, is this... I'm to blame? Well, are we responsible for everything? Are we the scapegoats? It just signals that the current administration has systemic problems. I spoke about that at the Valdai Discussion Club. There's a gap between the perceptions of what is good and bad with the elites and so the perception with the grassroots. The fact that 30% of Republican voters support a Russian president. Well, I'm not to be thanked for that. It means that the vast majority of the U.S. population, you know, have the same ideas of the world order, of the threats and challenges, common threats and challenges. And this is good, that there are people who share our traditional values. This could help us to build a better relations between such powerful countries as Russia and the U.S. This is a good foundation. People have a liking towards each other. They share the values. Well, you know, it's not good to recall former presidents. I think Mr. Reagan would not roll in his grave, but he would rather rejoice at the fact that his party is winning across the board, and certainly he would be happy that the new president has been elected. You know, certainly only we knew that he's going to win. None except us believed he's going to win. Now, if you look at the legendary Democratic leaders, they would roll into their graves like Mr. Roosevelt. Even in the most difficult times of the Great Depression, at the end of the 90s and during World War II, he united the nation. The current administration has split the nation, and the call on the electors not to vote for Trump is a step towards dividing the nation. And two electors didn't vote for Trump, and for Hillary, there were four electors that didn't vote for Hillary. So even on this, the Democratic Party lost, and I think that's a blow to them. It's a humiliation for them. If you lose, you need to lose with dignity. So I would like to have both with the newly elected president and with the leader of the Democratic Party to have business-like constructive relationship that would serve the best interests of the U.S. and Russia.
All right.
Certainly the interests of our nations.
I'll post this up on Infowars.com. Now, that sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it? And, of course, he's just talking about electors they let get through. All over the country, people went against Hillary because they know she stole it from Sanders. It would have been 50, 60, 100. I don't know. I counted up over 50 electors in different states that tried to go against her. They'd have police arrest them, even in states where it was legal. So it completely blew up in their face. Completely. Now, Rawls is out in the middle of a rural area. His internet's out. You heard it start cutting out. His Skype's out, and his internet-based phone is out. Love getting back probably on another day or maybe later in the next hour. I know we have phones loaded. I can obviously speak to the same issues Rawls can. We're pretty much on the same page. Not because we sit there and even probably listen to each other. It's because this is what's happening. We have crazy people running this country. And he is back. His internet is back. So that's great. We have loaded phones for him as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, James Wesley Rawls is our guest, survivalblog.com. You got cut off in the break. Finish up with your point about them wanting to start a war, the floundering, where you see this going. I was bringing up Obama admitting they're putting in basically a shadow government. Trump's trying to find out names of who they're putting in right now. Now, you notice he's putting in a bunch of generals. They're calling that fascist. Look, I love our republic. But when you have globalists run by a foreign nationalist like Soros, who admittedly overthrows countries, and who's the model for James Bond villains, admittedly, who are trying to activate race riots and trying to ban the free press and trying to, say, arrest us, that's fundamental acting for the multinationals as a foreign conglomerate and is the definition of espionage and an attempt at political overthrow. So I'm going to let people know that obviously, they hate Trump because they know that if they try to move against him, even before or after, they're going to be met with major resistance. And I think these scumbags know that. It's why they're trying to use things they can do internationally to sabotage the country. But I'm just saying, in the next 22 days, James Wesley Rawls, there's got to be some red line that if Obama or Hillary or Soros cross it, it's time to arrest them. I mean, I'm serious. Go ahead.
Well, I think that we are living in very perilous times. I don't think that Obama has run out of cards up his sleeve. I think he's going to try additional executive orders before he leaves office. I would not be surprised to see some sort of false flag event, some kind of Reichstag fire type event, where they could use that as the excuse for instituting martial law, and presumably it's not totally out of the realm of imagination to think that they might even try to block Trump from taking office. They might even do that. But certainly they're going to try to put structures in place to silence any voices of dissent in the country before Trump comes into office. And hopefully the Trump administration will very quickly reverse any of those moves. But in the short term, things could get just plain crazy in the next few weeks if they start beating the drums of propaganda or counter-propaganda. We could see some pretty radical moves taken against the alternative media in this country.
I agree. And, you know, I'm a defensive person. We're under attack. The foundations of the country are under attack. The enemy's panicked. I don't see them relinquishing power in 22 days. And I really don't. Now, the good news is, as you know, James, they operate as a combine, kind of groups of oligarchs who no one ever really sticks their neck out. They try to just mislabel things and, you know, pass them and put them in place. So I think that, you know, that's something that does weaken them. It's one of their strengths at the same time. It's hard to cut the head off politically. But maybe that's our hope, is that none of them want to stick their necks out too far.
Well, yeah, certainly seeing the results of the election and seeing Clinton get absolutely trounced in the election, obviously that's going to put a bit of fear into their hearts. But there are some individuals who will attempt to subvert the system. And whether it's a shadow government, like you mentioned, or whether it's legislative maneuvering behind the scenes between maybe some collusion between the Democrat and Republican parties to try to silence.
That's the real threat, as you notice, this anti-free speech Ministry of Truth directly out of 1984 passed in the NDAA, saying they're going to federalize all media. It's just unprecedented. And even the free speech groups don't even get what's in the bill. It's so draconian. Is that it was the Republican establishment colluded to ram that through by a huge majority.
Yes, and we have to realize who our friends are. And inside the Beltway, we have precious few friends. We can only count on further collusion, further backroom deals, and just general disregard for the Constitution and everything that it stands for.
If we can hold fast, though, historically, I know you're a historian as well, and I really respect your opinion. If we can hold fast, though, I believe the enemy is, as you said, floundering, thrashing, burning down in front of us. If we can hold fast another year or so and just get prosperity reactivated, stop a global collapse that they admit they're trying to implement now, I believe that you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. We could see this whole world government project completely disintegrate.
It could very well fall apart right in front of our eyes. You know, everyone thought that the Soviet Union was going to last forever, but yet it just dissolved over the course of about 18 months. And to go back to the Reagan era, the Reagan prosperity did more to inspire the spirit of liberty in this country than anything else. And we may end up with Trump, if we're lucky, turning out to be another Ronald Reagan.
Sure. And let me ask you this, and then I want to go to some phone calls. I mean, better than Reagan if he delivers in this dark hour, because, you know, they say it's the times that make great men. Certainly if Trump and all of us can rise to this occasion, we are looking at the most critical time in world history, not just American history. Do you agree with that?
Yes. It's an exciting time to live, but it's also kind of a frightening time to live. So
I agree. Let me ask you this, and I'm going to go to the calls.
All right.
There is now a venom, a wild-eyed, anti-white, anti-Christian, communist coming out by mainly white weirdo professors, but in every town, in every city, they're activating right now, I guess, out of panic, and just frothing and calling for death and the usual red terror. How did they brainwash people to hate prosperity and Christians so much when we're not doing anything to anybody? I mean, to me, this really gets down to, really, it is spiritual. These people are driven by something that doesn't make sense.
I agree. It is a spiritual battle. And what they're doing through academia and through the mass media is creating a sense of self-loathing that deep in people's hearts, they recognize they don't really deserve that. And that they really aren't racist. And all it will take is a good chunk of the population standing up and saying, well, wait a minute, I'm not a racist. Why are you putting this label on me? In fact, I even object to even the racial terms that are used. I think there's only one race. It's the human race. And to try to divide people along racial lines is classic statism. It's one of the old weapons that they've used time and time again. They've used racism. They've used anti-Semitism.
But it's so naked, James, and it's like cartoon level to like see cops get killed and CNN hosts go, well, it's the cops' fault. They better reform themselves. I mean, that's like saying randomly kill a black person because some other black person did something wrong or vice versa. It is the most totalitarian, flaming evil, just frothing. And the weird thing is they're losing, but they're so delusional. And I guess we're brought up, whether it be white or black or whatever, in these big megacities. They're not connected to the earth. They have no understanding that their intimidation and arrogance isn't working on us, and that all we're doing is moving into destroying them.
Right. I think that the truth will win in the long run. That's what we have to count on. That's what we need to pray for. And in the meantime, though, we need to be well prepared as individuals and as families. We need to have communication networks in place. And in case they do try to shut down the internet, we need to have small cellular groups that are impenetrable, basically like leaderless resistance, but they'd be, instead of physical combat, their information combat cells need to be out there to pass information around amongst patriots.
That's right. I mean, we built this system to resist a globalist takeover. Can our system defeat it before they even launch it? Can we blow up their rocket before it gets off the ground? We're about to find out.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We'll be right back.
everybody knows in their gut. You can also see it in the cold-blooded geopolitical analysis. The world is at the ultimate crossroads. Organized globalist evil behind the most radical forms of Islam is spilling across the globe. Western nations are being brought to their knees. Cold-blooded multinationals are putting AI technology in every home they can trick to take it, to track our every movements. True evil is being set loose on the planet. I want to go to your phone calls in this segment and the next. We have so much more. Leanne McAdoo popping in, a bunch of key reports we'll be playing in the third hour. And Paul Watson joins us from London. James Wesley Rawls, excellent site, thesurvivalblog.com. I keep saying this, but I want to get him up about his latest novels about Christians forming their own communities and breaking away. Every instinct I have in my gut is get out of the cities now. Even though we may make it out of this, and it's still, the globalists aren't going to give up for a long time. I mean, the good news is we were there, you were there, Rawls was there 25 years ago, warning people. So now that it's all coming true, our credibility's so high, the fact that they're desperately trying to shut us down only takes us to the next level. This is a very exciting time to be alive, folks. And this is not historically, you know, my opinion. This is historic information. This is not just something I'm saying here. That's why it all keeps coming true. We know history. Humans act the same. James in Texas, you're on the air with James Wesley Rawls. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on the air. I got two questions for you and James. First one would be in regards to how the globalists are trying to start a war before he takes office. Is there any way Trump could reach out to Putin to, you know, Putin has to understand that this is all ahead of time trying
They've
to
been
stop.
Exchanging nice letters. They all know the score. But what's the other question?
The other question is, if it gets to the point where something happens between now and then, is it a possibility that the people could just stand up, not go to work, and go to the streets in a nonviolent protest?
I think Trump should be telling Obama, you're going to get your ass arrested. You start a war. I mean, at a certain point, you got to get aggressive with these people. James?
Yes, I think that people need to speak up, and if it takes acts of civil disobedience, or if it takes individual law enforcement officers stepping up and doing the right thing, by all means, if it has to happen, it has to happen. We are living in very perilous times. I refer to this as living in the age of deception and betrayal, and before Obama leaves office, he may try extreme measures. And if any of those measures are unconstitutional, then people need to stand up for the Constitution and do the right thing.
That's right. They want a provocation, folks. Don't think they might not just start killing patriot leaders and then false flag and claim our folks did it. It's key to be defensive, wake people up, and get folks involved. But I'm quite frankly, to judge each circumstance. Like, I mean, I'm not going to try to promote this, but if they came up to me with guns and tried to kill me, I'd just put my hands up and let them kill me at this point, because that would defeat them. Fighting them would actually give them power and make them the victims. And I'm using that more as a metaphor. Not even talking about myself personally. You have to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run, to quote Kenny Rogers. Any other comments on that, James?
Well, yes. I think that you're right there. You need to learn to pick your fights. And we certainly don't want to be in a position where we get suckered in to a false flag event for some sort of uprising when it's not really truly justified, because that could be used as the excuse for instituting some fraction of martial law and a massive roundup.
And once a real resistance starts, if they put out a fake one with some leader you never heard of, you know it's fake, that's going to be resisted. But once they start stuff and a resistance starts, they're going to be telling you you're losing until the day they fall like Baghdad Bob or Tokyo Rose. So if a real civil war kicks off, you can never stop, folks. Okay, just remember that. The enemy will be telling you that you're losing even when you're five, you know, feet from the final bunker door with Henry Kissinger inside of it. We'll be back with 70 seconds with more of James Wesley Rawls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.